Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Bert, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How much of last week's performance for the Patriots do you think carries over on the road in Kansas City today?
Well, I think offensively, you know, there are some similarities in what they're up against, in that really a lot of it's going to be based on handling the Chiefs' front four the same way last week was about dealing with the Chargers' front four. And so I wouldn't be totally surprised if we see something pretty similar, which is a concerted effort to run the ball and then get the ball out quick, you know, probably underneath to James White, to negate what the Chiefs are able to do up front with those guys and stay out of long yardage situations. On the other side, it's a completely, completely different ball game, because what you had last week was a fairly immobile quarterback. I don't even think we need to say fairly. It's just an immobile quarterback, and then bigger, stronger receivers in Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. This week, you've got a quarterback who, you know, he isn't Michael Vick, but he can scramble and he can extend plays. And you've got guys with lightning quickness in Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and Chris Connolly. And so I think on one side of the ball, the challenge is much the same, and you can see the Patriots playing the same way. You know, on the other side of the ball, I think they have to reinvent what they're doing a little bit.
Bert, what are you hearing about Eric Berry? What are the expectations realistically for him in this game today?
Yeah, I mean, I was told, Chris, that he practiced without limitation this week and that he looked like himself. The Chiefs acknowledge that, you know, you just don't know until you see him out there on the game field. And they haven't seen him out there on the game field consistently in a long time. And he is going to need a procedure after the year. So that's part of the equation here, too. There's just a lot you're sort of sorting through with this player. And, you know, I think the Chiefs certainly hope a guy who's been an emotional leader for them can do a lot. But I think it's going to be touch and go. Last time we saw Berry on the field against Patriots, of course, his assignment was Rob Gronkowski. Maybe we see that again based on the fact that Gronk's sort of a diminished version of himself. But I don't think even the Chiefs are totally sure what they're going to be getting from Berry today.
We're talking with Bert Breer of the MMQB. Bert, today we've talked about Kareem Hunt and how he won't be on the field for the Chiefs and how that benefits the Patriots. There's a report today that there could be teams lining up for his services for next season. What have you heard on that?
Lining up might be a little strong, but I do think he's going to get another shot. You know, I think it's one of those – and look, I think we all know that part of today is putting a little bit of pressure on the league to get an answer sooner rather than later on how long he's going to be suspended. And I think that that's, you know, probably a smart move by his camp. So, at the very least, when – you know, he's out there on the market now, but before – the actual free agent market opens where, you know, jobs are going to start to be filled and everything else. Other teams have an idea of what they're dealing with, whether it's a 4-game suspension, a 6-game suspension, whatever it is. And I would expect that he's going to serve a suspension at the beginning of next year. You know, the league's going to want a week one storyline to be the return of Kareem Hunt. But I certainly think he's going to get another chance. You know, he's 23 years old. And, you know, I think it's going to be one of these sort of prove it type situations where there's going to be, you know, all sorts of attacks, all sorts of provisos and everything else, you know, on whatever deal he does. But I think he'll be back in the league next year after he serves some sort of suspension.
Bert, let me ask you about a Patriot situation here with Brian Flores. Obviously, if they were to lose today, the expectation is it would be his last game here as de facto defensive coordinator. He doesn't actually even have the title, but we all know what he does, and he'd take that job with the Dolphins. How do you think the Patriots would go about replacing him, and would that mean Greg Schiano could join the Patriots staff?
Yeah, I certainly think, Chris, that you know that this is a more difficult one than – you know, we saw the last time when they had to replace guys in back-to-back years. That was a long time ago, of course. But when Romeo and Mangini left in back-to-back years, they did have Dean Pease on staff. There's nobody on staff like that right now. So it wouldn't totally surprise me if they either, you know, A, bring in a Greg Schiano as coordinator, or B, do what they did when Scott Pioli left. And if you remember, they promoted Nick Caserio, but they sort of backstopped him by bringing in Floyd Reese as, yes, you know, a senior personnel guy. I could certainly see them doing that this time around, too, where, you know, maybe they promote a Brendan Daly and then have a Schiano or someone like him sort of overseeing things as a senior defensive assistant.
We're talking with Burt Breer, the MMQB, as we get set for the AFC Championship game between the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. Burt, let me ask you another question about this game itself, and that is the Andy Reid factor in this game. We were talking about it with Paul Perillo a short time ago, but you get into these games with Andy Reid, and you sort of expect him to screw something up. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think, well, certainly there's, you know, the game management part of it, the clock management part of it, that's been a running theme for him over the course of his career. He's sort of, you know, been one of the guys that you look at when you talk about the offensive coaches who have the play sheet out and maybe aren't looking at the bigger picture of the game. Some of that's fair, some of it's not. Here's what I would say, Beadle. If you're in the last 5 minutes of the game and you're asking me who I trust to manage those situations better, I think that's clear advantage Patriots. And so if I'm a Patriots fan and you get in the last 5 minutes of this game, I'm feeling pretty good about myself, be it who my head coach is and who their head coach is.
Bert, it's been a lot of stories this week about, you know, 25 years of the Kraft ownership, and it, yep, feels like we're in a different place with Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady, sort of the Holy Trinity here, than we were, say, last year at this time. Where do those relationships stand, and how long do you think that they can continue?
I think I personally look at the relationship between Bill and Robert as being in a pretty good place right now. And I think if you asked Bill and he was honest about it, I don't think he would be able to give you a solid answer on when he's going to walk away. And I think that's really good news for the Patriots, too. There was a time when maybe he did have an idea of when he'd walk away. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's here for another 5 years. I mean, I know that would go against what he said in the past, that he's not going to coach into his 70s. But, you know, I just get the feel that he's really got that place wired. He still enjoys the work. He's obviously still really good at the job. And, you know, this is something that, you know, once you walk away from it, you know, it's hard to recreate what you have here. And so, you know, I really sort of looked at what Bill said in the press conference about working for Kraft. And I really paid attention to that last thing he said, where he said, hopefully we can keep doing it for a long time, or whatever it was. It was something like that. I do think Bill is here for the next few years. I think with Tom, it's a little different in that I think on a year-to-year basis, those questions are going to be asked. And I think part of it is that he doesn't know how he's going to feel when he's 42 or 43 years old. I'll just give you guys a quick story. Like over the summer, I was with Drew Brees, and I asked him, you still want to play until you're 45? And his answer was, and he was with his kids, and his answer was, I think I can, but I don't know if I'm going to want to when I'm 42 or 43. He's like, so I plan to get there, but who knows what I'm going to feel like in 2 or 3 years. I think that's sort of where Brady is, too, where it's like there's stuff that he doesn't know. Like, he doesn't know how he's going to feel in 2 or 3 years. He knows that he feels right now like he could do it and that he wants to do it, but I don't know that, like, he really knows that when he's 43 or 44, he'll still have the desire to keep playing the same way he does now.
We're talking with Burt Breer. Burt, you talked to a lot of people around the league. I think the league is going to win no matter what the Super Bowl matchup is with the four teams they have left. But are there people that are rooting against the Patriots that don't want to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl again, third straight year? And, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me flip it on you. Would you like to not see LeBron in the NBA Finals again?
I mean, as a fan, and it's different from the league. The league wants LeBron in the finals every year.
Yeah, I think it's sort of the same from a fan standpoint, though. Like, LeBron's there every year, and people sort of get sick of hearing about it, seeing it, and all the rest of it.
But they all watch. I think
but everybody watches, and it's the same thing with the Patriots. You know what I mean? Like, they're compelling, they're interesting. And so if the Patriots make it, people are going to, you know, bitch up and down about the Patriots being back in the big game and this never changing and when's this going to end. But you know what they're going to do on Super Bowl Sunday? All their televisions are going to be on.
Tune in.
You know, I think there's both. I think in a lot of ways it's sort of like LeBron in the NBA, where people complain about continuing to see this sort of, you know, Dark Knight figure, you know, in that final round. But then when it comes down to it, they're tuning in to watch.
All right, Bert. Appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bert Breer, the MMQB with us.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.